Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Welcome back to 7 Phil. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. He's the chief economist for the NFIB. NFIB.com is their website, National Federation of Independent Business, an organization I've been a member of for almost 20 years now. So I encourage you to check them out as well. Bill, your own website is smallbus.org.
Smallbus.org.
That's where you can find Bill's survey every month. And he's has been nice enough to allow us to post the survey on our website every month, which we do as well. Folks, it's the NFIB Survey of Small Business Conditions, I should say the Index of Small Business Optimism. And I'm glad you're holding on to that title, Bill, even through all we've been through.
Well, that's it, you know. And I'm optimistic. I still, in spite of the barriers that Washington throws up in our way, you know, the private sector, the entrepreneurs, is very, very strong, and we can tolerate bad government. Unfortunately, we have to, but we do tolerate it, and it slows us down. We could be doing a lot better without all the impediments. I mean, they still haven't gotten rid of the 1099 thing, even though nope. Majority in both houses agree that it has to go. It isn't gone. Why? Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, look at this, Bill. We're 3 months into the new year, the new fiscal year, and they still haven't passed the budget. Or if they have,
right,
it's just
no budget.
Only been done.
Right.
And Bill, isn't that the main thing they have to do for their pay?
I would think so. And the tax thing still isn't passed for us. So technically, we still don't know what our tax rates are. And Harry Reid, you know, he's trying to attach a internet gambling thing to the tax bill. I mean, they're all trying to get all the goodies attached to it again. So here come the earmarks. You know, please, don't you guys think about the country? I mean,
they have no shame, Bill. They have no shame. If you and I ran our businesses the way they run the government, we would be arrested
and in jail and broke.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, let's leave that topic and move over, back over to – I want to talk about sales and inflation, because those sales, inflation, and profits, those are three things that are tied pretty closely together. How are sales going?
Well, sales, are okay, but they're not great. Look like they're picking up. Certainly the expectation of gains in real sales are good, and I like that, because – the problem with the sales numbers are, of course, they're a function of quantity sold times the price, and we've had very extensive price cutting going on, although it's almost diminished. It's almost to zero now. We almost have as many firms raising prices as cutting them, but we've been, 20 points down on that for not too many months ago. So
we've got a long way to come back, don't we?
We have a long way to come back, but at least if we're not cutting prices, then the sales trends, which is P times Q, price times quantity, will get better, and I like that. So I think that the price cutting is kind of disappearing in the macro sense. There'll always be some cutting, and there'll always be some raising, but there'll be more raising, and that means sales are going up.
If we start raising prices, then we can start maybe improving profitability, but
exactly.
At the same time, that will also contribute to inflation, right?
It will indeed. I'm going to write an article where it says, Fed, beware of what you wish for,
Right.
Because once you start it, if you think that's what you need to do, once you start it, interest rates aren't the only thing that determines inflation rates. I mean, you may be able to raise interest rates, but that doesn't mean inflation will stop.
I asked Bob McTeer earlier in the week if in his long career he'd ever seen a time where at the same moment, people are worried about deflation, we're experiencing disinflation, and other people are worried about inflation at the same moment. I've never seen a time like this. He said he never had. How about you?
Yeah, I agree with that. Of course, the preoccupation, deflation, the preoccupation with that is a current issue. Means that the CPI would go negative, prices would be falling right now, you know, in the next few months. The inflation concern, of course, is longer term. That is, once you provide a couple of $1 trillion of high-powered money, that's the stuff the banks have that they can lend out over and over. And that once that starts, then, of course, you have money growth very fast, and then you could have a lot of inflation. And that's the longer-term concern.
Quickly, Bill, over the next 5 years, in one word, if you can, which are you more concerned about, deflation or inflation?
Inflation. No government.
I agree.
You and I have been around long enough.
That's right. Thanks for being here, Bill. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
Bill Duckenberg, folks, Dr. Bill Duckenberg. He'll be back, and I will be too. It will be in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.